Teenage STEM students compete for cash and some bragging rights as well. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. This week, 14 high school students presented their research projects at the International Biotech Conference in San Diego. Some focused on medical technology, others on environmental solutions. One student presented a new volatile compound made from beer that he says will benefit honeybee colonies. The students all competed for cash prizes up to $7,500. Marketplace Tech's Amanda Peacher followed one 16-year-old who traveled from Pennsylvania to showcase his project.
My name is Okezwe Bell. I'm 16 and I'm a junior from Easton, Pennsylvania. So I'm here at BioGenius presenting my research in developing a low-cost prosthetic arm for individuals with below-the-elbow amputations, really developing a prosthetic arm that outperforms current prosthetics on the market, but at a much lower cost. I met an amputee friend through a volunteer organization that I work with called Billion Strong, and he had fallen off of his motorcycle and gotten gangrene, which is a sort of infection, and his arm had to be amputated. And so $15,000 and 3 months later of rehabilitation, he received a prosthetic arm. But ultimately, he said that it was still difficult to use and also painful, so I wanted to develop my own solution. Here, the prosthetic hand is actually being controlled by an amputee's muscle signals, and I'm recording those muscle signals via electrodes and then sending them to my prosthetic system, and it's decoding those signals into these movements that are occurring on the prosthetic, which are opening and closing and also pinching and moving around the fingers as well. I think it's always exciting when the competition's like pretty fierce, but I think what's also nice is that there's like a sense of camaraderie. Like right before this, we were all like hanging out at those yoga mats, like listening to music and stuff. So we definitely can have fun with each other, even though we're all technically in competition with each other. So in the gene pool competition, it was essentially like a Shark Tank format, except on steroids, where we would only have a minute to present in the first round.
All set?
Yeah.
Ready? Go.
Hi, my name is Okezwe Bell, and I'm from Easton, Pennsylvania.
Surprisingly, I wasn't very nervous.
In my research and my project, I present...
The judges asked a lot of questions, which I actually prefer.
So did you say how much it costs again?
Yeah, so the prosthesis is under $400 for me.
And it was just overall a really fun experience.
So, Okezwe, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm so glad to have won the gene pool competition. I'm feeling pretty great. It's just nice to have, like, I don't know, some sort of validation that I can speak, I guess. I'm excited to have the trophy and the $100. Maybe I can take all of my fellow competitors out to dinner.
That was 16-year-old Okezwe Bell. And now for some related links. More than 100 medical and tech companies attended that Bio International convention, and one key conversation among them was the future of messenger RNA. You may know it as mRNA, the technology used to create COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer. The San Diego Union-Tribune has an article about that, where the reporter highlights how we move from mRNA being used in those vaccines to that same tech being applied to cure other types of diseases. We'll have a link to that article on our website, marketplacetech.org, as well as links to a couple of reports from the Pew Research Center that look at diversity in STEM fields. Pew's survey of Hispanic adults shows there's a lot of room for representation. 50% of respondents expressed it would encourage them a lot to see more high-achieving people who look like them in STEM. A similar report from Pew in April focuses on Black Americans' views. Some 44% of Black high school graduates say they were made to feel excited about their abilities in STEM, or at least encouraged to keep taking classes. And in general, half of Black adults surveyed expressed that the lack of mentorship in these fields was a major reason why younger people don't pursue further education in the industry. And of course, we'll have pictures on our website of Okezwe and his award-winning prosthetic arm. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.